Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. So I'm going to start off today's episode by asking Tarot, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Gonna cut the deck. And we have the Five of Wands upright. So I'm seeing conflict. This could be, I feel like with the Five of Wands, it could go either way. It could be very intense, or it could just be almost like a fun type of conflict, competition, which kind of helps everybody get better because you're all competing in the same area. But let's see. The Queen of Cups reversed, so just a lot of emotional intensity, maybe a lot of emotional upset. This could also be bad dreams, nightmares, a lack of self-love, a feeling of loss. The King of Pentacles reversed. So let's pull some more cards. I'm feeling some kind of intensity from other individuals. So maybe the conflict isn't so lighthearted. Maybe it's more on the intense side. The Hermit reversed. So I feel like a part of you knows that you should be withdrawing right now, that you should be just spending some time alone away from these individuals in order to refill your cup. On the back, I'm seeing the King of Cups upright. So I'm seeing that there is conflict happening, and I feel like this has to do with the creative realm, right? This could be other competitors. This could kind of be bringing out other people's shadow side. The Queen of Cups reversed could be somebody. Whenever a card comes out reversed, I feel like sometimes it has to do with the intensity in the shadow realm, like negative, right? Just kind of Queen of Cups upright is very loving, very giving. Reversed, it's somebody who is two-faced, somebody who says something and actually means something else, someone who is trying to manipulate you, someone who doesn't have your best interests in mind. The King of Pentacles reversed, I feel like. It's interesting that these two cards are facing away from each other. So I even sense that these two individuals aren't even on the same team. I kind of feel like the Five of Wands, everybody is on their own team. Everybody's fighting for what they believe in. I feel like the conflict started out as a fun type of play. And sometimes competition is fun, right? And it does push you to exercise your muscles in whatever realm they may be, just mental, intellectual, also physical, creative, what you're making, what you're doing with your body. And I do sense that maybe this started off as playful fun, but now it's kind of evolved into maybe a situation that doesn't feel good for anybody involved, right? And I feel like nobody's trying to tap out. Nobody's saying, you know what, let's just call it. Nobody's having fun. Let's stop. I kind of sense that the energy is being pushed towards like, no, more fire, more fighting, more, now people are trying to really see like, well, who is the winner, right? But maybe that wasn't even the point. Whenever this started, right? Maybe the who is the winner wasn't even the goal. It was just, let's see what happens, or let's have some fun, or let's just play, right? And I do sense that the King of Pentacles reversed is also somebody who just doesn't have your best interest in mind, just is not, can help you, can give you good advice, maybe even share their resources, but they're not. They're choosing to just be like, you know what? Don't talk to me. I'm not going to help you. If they do give you advice, I would say, be wary of it, or at least consider it from your own point of view. Don't follow anybody's advice just blindly, because they're not on your side. And I feel like maybe the game has even ended in quotes, but it's still going on, right? I kind of sense that maybe you did call it. Maybe everybody did agree. You know what? Fine, let's just stop. Nobody's having fun, but the game is still continuing in other ways. And I would say, even though people are saying, okay, the game is over, we all called it, nobody's a winner, whatever, I would say people are still playing. So don't trust what people are saying right now. Feminine or masculine, just don't trust them. Trust yourself instead. The Hermit reversed, I feel like you've been putting yourself so much into this game, into this thing that's just been acted out, that's been, yeah, that's just, that had been fun and now kind of isn't fun. And now you're kind of at this point, I feel like, where you've kind of feel like you've lost yourself, this connection to yourself, to your truth, to what you know, to your sense of awareness, to your sense of just being here in full conscious awareness, right? The Hermit reversed is saying that maybe a part of you has been telling you, hey, let's retreat. Hey, let's meditate. Hey, let's just spend some time by ourselves. Let's be alone right now. But I feel like you've been maybe ignoring that part of yourself and you've been telling yourself, no, it's not time yet. I don't really have time for that. I don't have time. But the Hermit reversed is saying, well, make some time. Figure it out. You need some time alone because I feel like maybe a part of you is trying to lean on others, but the conflict is still at hand. The Five of Wands is the first card that I pulled, so I feel like that's the underlying overall theme right now. And you need to spend some time alone in order to be balanced, in order to be the King of Cups. The King of Cups upright is very balanced. Even though there's things going on, emotional turmoil, drama, the waves are coming up, it's very intense. The King of Cups is very balanced. He's not worried about it. He knows he's fine. He knows that if he is able to harness his emotions, he's going to be okay. He's going to be able to ride out whatever's happening because he's aware that nothing is constant. The only constant is change. And he's aware of that. He's very emotionally in tune and balanced regardless of what's going on externally or even internally. The Knight of Swords reversed. So I'm seeing that you've just been at a battle, right? I just kind of feel like your mind isn't letting you unhook from this situation that you were in. I feel like a part of you is maybe still wanting to be like the winner, right? You're trying to like win something. The Page of Swords reversed. So this, it's a lot of mental energy. The Page to me is this youthful energy where I kind of feel like in this Five of Wands endeavor that happened or competition or just game that's been played or is being played right now, it's kind of brought out your inner child, but not in like a good way. It's kind of bringing out this, I feel like, bratty behavior where you're kind of like, you know, really trying to win and really kind of prioritizing this win, right? And in quotes, like, I don't really think there is a win. I kind of feel like the win is just realizing that there is no win and pulling away and withdrawing. But I feel like a part of you, this like shadow part of you, is having fun in the competition, even though you can sense that it's becoming toxic and unhealthy for yourself and others that are involved. The Five of Pentacles reversed. The King of Swords upright. So the Five of Pentacles reversed. So I'm seeing that there is a part of you that kind of feels like you need to be winning something in order to be like worthy of having what you want or what you have. And I feel like at the same time, because nobody's winning in this game, you feel like left out, like kicked out. I feel like this Five of Wands, that's this overall theme, has kind of brought out people's not so good sides, and it's kind of caused everybody to feel unstable. Maybe you had a home with these other individuals, but now through this battle or this game or this exercise, right? I'm kind of saying maybe it was an exercise or something. I feel like you're feeling kicked out, but at the same time, so are other people. But there's nothing you're really being kicked out of because you're all still there. Nothing has really changed, right? The physical circumstances, the individuals, everything is the same. But because you've all kind of tapped into this game and are taking it a bit seriously, I feel like a lot of you, even maybe some people or yourself, are kind of feeling like, you know what, I'm tapping out of this game and also of this, right? Of this company, of this game, of this industry, of this whatever. I'm going to go off by myself. But I feel like because it's reversed, you don't really need to do that. What really needs to happen is the retreat of the Hermit in order to get your mind right. I kind of feel like maybe you and everybody else has kind of lost their minds a little bit and is kind of taking this game way too seriously, right? I'm kind of seeing that there's just instability that's happening that doesn't need to be happening, that doesn't, I don't know. I just feel like people are taking a game way too seriously right now, and it's kind of causing just conflict and drama. And I feel like people need to unengage, unhook, just retreat, find their own stability, because, yeah, I feel like you're falling into this illusion of you're not wanted, you're not worthy. Because these people, the King of Pentacles reversed and the Queen of Cups reversed, are acting like this, then that means they don't care for you. That means that you need to go away. That means that it's like, no, I feel like they're just also hooked into this game still, just like you are. So it's leading to these feelings of untrustworthiness. Like, nobody's trustworthy. You can't trust anybody. Everybody's out to get you. And it's just like, That Five of Pentacles reverse is a very lonely feeling. It's a feeling where you feel left out, right? And I feel like everybody's feeling like that right now. That King of Swords upright to me is someone who is very mentally stable. And I feel like that is what you could get to, right? Both the King of Cups upright and the King of Swords upright came out next to the Hermit reversed. So I feel like you need to move away from these cards that are on the upper hand, upper side. Move away from these individuals, the situation, this feeling of isolation, this illusion, this game that you're all avidly still playing in. Move away and retreat. Do what the Hermit is asking you to do and just take some time for yourself. Meditate, be in a room by yourself, take a nap. Just remember what brought you happiness and then do those things. And you'll be able to come out of that period of real, isolation, but it isn't isolation. It'll be a time of isolation that actually helps you get in touch with that part of yourself that is eternal, that part of yourself that is the truth, that part of yourself that knows what's up, what to do, how to move forward, that part of you that has the wisdom. The Hermit is a card. He's very wise. He knows everything of the spiritual realm and the physical realm. He knows how to get to the top. He knows what it's like at the bottom. Like, he knows everything. And I feel like he's trying to reach out to you. He's extending his hand and he's saying, hey, come with me. I'll show you what's really going on. I'll show you the truth because right now it looks like you're lost. But I feel like you don't want to. You're procrastinating, right? You're like, I'm still caught up in the illusion. I don't have time. I need to battle. I need to win. I need to motivate them. I need to motivate. I feel like you're caught up in that air energy, that Knight of Swords reverse energy, that Page of Swords energy. It's almost like immature, this immature energy that you and other adults are also in. And the Hermit is coming out and saying, hey, I can show you the way through, right? And I feel like it would be in your best interest to do that because when you come out of that, you'll be the King of Cups upright. You'll be very emotionally stable. You'll be very balanced. The King of Swords will be also very clear with his boundaries, with his mental clarity, with his spiritual clarity. And he'll be very calculated in a good way, in a healthy way, right? You'll be able to see from a higher standpoint of, oh, this is why I was acting like that. This is why he was like that. This is why she acted like that. That's why things were going the way they were. Because you're all caught up in this immature, inner child, bratty, competitive behavior that isn't helping anybody, that nobody's really growing from, that maybe you played in and you did grow and learn at some point, but now it's gotten to this point where it's toxic and now you need to retreat and then you can come back balanced and stable and with realizations that you're not alone. You're not the Five of Pentacles reverse. You were never alone. These people, yeah, maybe they didn't say nice things, maybe they weren't very helpful, but at the same time, like, maybe neither were you. Like, it doesn't seem like anybody was very helpful at this point. And we'll see on the back, the Three of Swords reverse. So maybe what's going on is that people are now starting to really get in their feelings, maybe really starting to feel this heartbreak, this tension, I feel like has gotten to more people than you think. I kind of feel like maybe a part of you, that Five of Pentacles reversed, feels like you were isolated in how you feel right now. Nobody gets you. Nobody understands. Everybody's against you. But I feel like with that Three of Swords reversed, everybody is feeling like this. Every single party in this is feeling this tension. Nobody is feeling good. At the same time, nobody wants to tap out and listen to the Hermit and spend some time by themselves and rebalancing themselves alone because everybody is just so engaged and so hooked into this, even though it's hurting. I feel like people aren't even aware that this is hurting them. People aren't even aware that they're not having fun anymore. People are, I feel like, kind of being carried by this current of tension, and they don't even realize that this is the problem. This isn't even a fun game anymore, and they're still playing this game. I feel like you need to set the example by retreating, by being a mature individual and tapping out and saying, you know what? I'm gonna tap out. I'm gonna tap out. I mean, if you all still wanna play the game, cool, but I'm actually tapping out, and then actually tap out. And whatever that looks like, I feel like it's gonna look like just spending time by yourself, no longer engaging in these. I'm seeing like group messages, texting, emailing, showing up for whatever it is, doing. I feel like there have been patterns set through this gameplay that you now need to no longer attend to. And by doing that, you're going to cause a chain reaction where people will start to wake up and realize, like, wait, this person isn't showing up anymore. Why? And people are going to be like, oh, what's going on? They're tapping out. Like, that's interesting. And you, during that tapping out time, you're going to be tapping into your true self, and you're going to reemerge this King of Cups balanced energy, this King of Swords, just wise energy, right? And you're going to help remind everybody else, like, you're not this person. You're actually so much more. It's just that we lost ourselves. But I feel like you need to be the example right now. Yeah, because nobody's having fun. But I feel like if you are the first to admit, I'm not having fun, that's going to be awesome for everybody else. I feel like that's going to bring in so much healing energy and so much like reawakening. Like, hey, we're not these people. Like, what are we doing? You know? So, yep, that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you for showing up today. I'm now going to move on to the Reiki portion of the episode. Thank you for being here and bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.